Today is May 31st, 1984, and I'm in Galena with Bessie Hallcheese. I'm talking to Bessie as part of the project to do a biographical sketch through the Yukon Kaikab School District with Edgar Nallner. Bessie, maybe we could just start out and get you to tell us your parents' names and where they were from.
Yeah. My mom's name was Lucy. His husband too. My dad. What her first husband should be.
She had more than one?
Yeah, she was married first and then.
Sure. Second. Yeah, it would be good to talk about who all of the people she was married to.
Yeah. She was married. She was from Tenna. Well, she was from Don River too, at first. Then she went to Tenna, and then she got married there. And her name is Lucy Isaac. That's her first husband. And Agnes, that's this first husband's kid, that Agnes. And I had different father.
Who was your father?
Joe Sprunger. They called my mama after he was married to my dad. He changed her name to Lucy Sprunger.
Was she married to anyone else later on?
Yeah. No?
No.
She died there.
How old?
I took care of her for 3 years before she died. All the way she sat in the bed for 3 years. And I had first two kids from my first husband. And I took care of her laying in bed for 2-3 years. She finally died with me.
Did she have any children from her first husband?
Oh, yeah, but they're all gone. Only Agnes left.
And what about with
my dad?
Sprunger?
Only me.
Just you?
I was baby when my dad left. Well, they pick him up, they put him in jail. They sent him outside. Long ago, they sent people outside to go to jail.
And he never came back?
Yeah. Well, he did come back, but he left again. For some reason.
Was he a native?
No, white guy. He had root house mother of Yuki, where I was born.
Oh, okay.
All the way out to 14-mile root house in Yuki.
Now it's fitting together from the earlier tape.
Yeah.
Now I'm remembering. So, where were you? Were you out there at mouth of Yuki when you first begin to remember as a little girl?
No. We moved a little bit below there. They called Nuso. Right there.
And
that's where Mama raised me. And from there she moved on to Ulladen. And then from there we moved on here. I was about I think I was 8 years old when we moved on here.
To Galena.
Because she stayed up that with me all the time. Only her to raise me.
You said she was originally from Down River. Where do you mean by that?
Well, that's where she come from.
And
went to Tana and that guy married.
Do you know where? What area?
No.
Just Down River.
What? Not very far. There's no lot or something.
What are some of your memories of growing up?
Mm-hmm. Well, after we got down here, then when they moved this village, and he stayed down Berwick with me.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I've been raised, with my sister and them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister, you know.
Agnes.
Agnes. Okay, uh-huh. Your stepsister, essentially.
Uh-huh. Stepsister.
Right. Right. Okay. And what was your life like when you lived down there? Did you have a cabin or?
Yeah. There was a cabin, cars, trap around there, snare rabbits. That's all we used to raise on is rabbits and chickens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No moose them days.
So your mother had to raise you two girls without help from a man? Is that
no,
it? No.
No. We mostly stay around my sister all the time.
Uh-huh. I guess, was your sister married by that time?
Uh-huh. Her and her husband.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And who was her husband?
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Ah. How did you have other family that lived around here?
Oh, aunties and uncles and them. They all died off.
Uh-huh. Did they live in Galena or?
Yeah, it was like Ulan and
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you have a chance to go to school at all
Mm-mm.
when you were growing up?
Mm-mm. Never did. No hardly school that time.
Mm-hmm.
We just stay off camp all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went to school.
How old were you when you were first married?
14.
14?
Uh-huh. 1927. Uh-huh.
So that means, I forgot to ask you what year you were born.
1914.
1914, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
October 13th.
And that's your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Who was your first husband, Bessie?
His brother, George Nolan.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Was it hard to be married at such a young age?
I guess it was a lot of fun for me.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband was so nice to me. Treat me like a baby. So it was so nice for me.
Uh-huh.
I had only 4 kids from him when he drowned it down there.
Oh.
Through the ice in springtime.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Edgar talked a little bit about that.
Yeah. That was 1930. Spring of 1930.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough.
You, how old?
He was drowned on May 8th. 8th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So every time that day comes, then I feel bad.
I can understand
yeah.
why. So how old were you when he drowned?
Well, I was married to him in 1927.
Uh-huh.
And he was drowned in, I forgot what year, 1920.
32 or 33, I think Edgar said something
no,
like that. No,
31.
Oh,
spring
okay.
of 31 he was
okay.
drowned. That's how many years is that?
So you were only, let's see, 7. You were only 19 or 20 then when he
yeah.
drowned. Oh my. Can you tell me about those 4 children that you and George had?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me their names?
And oh, yeah.
Who they are?
Marion. She's living in Fairbanks.
Uh-huh. What's her last name now?
Baker.
Baker.
Marion Baker.
Uh-huh.
That's the oldest.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Nolner. He was born in his daddy's birthday.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And then that when he died. No. He died with cancer in the head.
Yes, you were telling me about that.
And this Ginny.
Ginny
Nolan. And Margaret Nolan. That's that Danny Patrick's wife right there. That's my last baby from my first husband.
So what happened to you after he passed away? After he drowned?
My husband?
Mm-hmm.
I was single for about 3 years. My girl was 3 years old. Four years old, and the next one is 3 years old. Small.
How did you support yourself then?
Oh, trap and snare rabbits and things to feed the kids. Fish, go fishing.
Who watched the kids while you ran out?
My mom.
That's
before my mom died.
So your mom, was your mom living with you then? You were lucky to have her then, I would guess. Yeah. So you said you stayed single for about 3 years. Then what happened?
I was married to another guy. My sister made me to, even I didn't want to.
Do you want to say his name, or would you rather leave that out? The second man that you married.
Earl Hulchies.
Did that work out eventually, or was
it? Oh, it was all right. But he used to drink lots, and I don't drink. That bothers me. It would have been all right if he'd drink and never say nothing to me, but he, when he'd drink, he picks on me.
That's no good.
Mm-hmm.
How long were the two of you married?
Well, after that, after we was married, and I had two sons from him, and there was one family that belongs to here. They adopted the second one from me, but they died with the those people who drink too much.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I've forgotten it.
Oh.
Yeah. Who was married? Who got married in the yeah, 3 years after my husband. He died in 43.
Earl? What were the names of your two boys?
One is Joe.
Joseph.
Joseph Hulchies. One is Basil.
Are either of them still living?
No.
You said the one boy died with his
youngest one died with his family, and this other one not very long, about 9 or 10 years ago, they killed my son down here on the street during the night drinking. And they threw him in the river. And his brother, the brother and them and them people, they found him right in. You see where they drag it down. And blood all over and under the bed. He cut his throat on kind of his money.
Terrible. So what happened then after your second husband passed away?
Nothing.
So you were single then?
Yeah, for a long time. In 1950, he started school with me.
Hi, Mom. So, and you and Edgar have had several children, right? Can we get those children down too?
There's Jean.
Uh-huh.
Pincus.
And I've met her. She's the one that works for Harold, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's Jean and Marjorie, Joyce, Archie, Larry.
My dad?
And I lost one boy.
My dad?
Shut up. I think that was wrong.
Did we get Archie in there? Yeah, I think we did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Madre the one that's here from, is she from Tanana now?
Madre?
Or Ruby? Yes.
Is she? No, my daughter.
Is
she's in Ruby.
Is she the one that's here for the conference?
No.
No, that's someone else.
That's
okay.
From Tanana, that's not out of Madre.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I had 7 kids from there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that's neat. You sure had a full life with all those children.
Yeah, I know.
All those.
Gee, some of my grandchildren come from Adamanto and some from Fort Yukon. They brought one to me this morning, one boy, my great grandchild that I never see.
Uh huh.
Gee, that was nice. Kids, stay out right now. Get out.
You were saying something about counting up your grandchildren not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, I can't keep up with them now.
How many did you say?
I count to 60, that's all. That's a good many years ago.
Uh-huh. And then you quit, huh?
Then I quit. Yeah, I really love to have a big picture of a whole family, but how can we do it?
Get them all together would be quite a proposition, wouldn't it?
Gotta have a camera about this week, I guess. Lots of great grandchildren, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I never see.
Mm-hmm. Did you like, especially when you were a younger woman, to be outdoors?
Yeah. Work all the time. Get up in the morning, eat breakfast, feed the kids, go out and cut wood. Go down the bank and pack water by hand, and then go to snares, and the traps. You were still home all day long, busy.
Mm-hmm.
To feed the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to do. Cut my own wood, haul my own wood, all winter long.
Mm. You must have had your own dogs too then.
Yeah, I had my own dogs. All the time.
Uh-huh. How many did you have?
7, 8 sometimes. Just
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good size team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had good dogs. My son Chris used to win with them all the time.
Oh. Did you have any dogs that you particularly remember?
Mm-mm.
A leader or a dog that you particularly liked?
Oh, yeah. One was Turkey, one was Gray. Oh, they were nice leader.
Uh-huh.
Lingo. Once, that's all you tell them, haw, gee, they go. Never turn around those leaders.
Uh-huh. Did you train your own dogs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make my own leader. Nah, I need leader for these dogs down here. I can't get no leader. I try to buy old leaders from somebody.
Uh-huh.
But they all stingy with their leaders.
Mm.
I just want the old ones just to make leader out of other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's sure the easiest way to
train
one.
Yeah,
yeah. Did you ever do much in the way of sewing or basket making or any of those kinds of things?
No. I used to do a lot of sewing though. Beat work. Tan my own moose skin. I never buy moose skin.
Mm-hmm.
I still got two more to tan out of. But I don't feel good this year.
Yeah, that's hard work.
Yeah. My heart bothered me, that's why.
Uh-huh. Tanning moose hide is a big job.
Yeah, but my son is doing it now.
Uh-huh.
He cleaned moose skin for me, Archie.
Uh-huh.
He cleaned moose skin for me, and then he tan. I just tell him what to do, and then he tan it in summertime, too.
Oh, uh-huh. Good.
Then
good.
I smoke it myself.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He's got nice muskin out there already tanned, what he tanned, but 5 years ago, I still got it. And he's doing another one last summer, but silver salmon came, then we just put it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to put it in water for him so he can dry it out.
Finish it up uh-huh. this summer.
Yeah, then I got to start mine too.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if he'll have time to do it for me because he's working steady
mm-hmm.
now.
Right. When you were raising your kids, what were some of the things that you used to tell them so they would grow up to be good adults?
To be good?
Yeah, to be.
Oh, yeah, talk to them all the time.
Uh-huh.
Never did spank my kids.
Uh-huh.
I just tell them what's right. That's why they're just so quiet. Even them boys, when I raise them, they don't go around town to visit somebody.
Uh-huh.
Till they're grown up. Man, they're still that way now.
Uh-huh.
I just raise them like girls. Now they can cut their own eating fish or their own strips and everything. They make their own money with it winter time.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What other kinds of things did you teach them? What did you tell them when you talked to them?
Oh, yeah, just be that way and don't touch things that don't belong to you. If you want something, you have to ask before you touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my kids don't even steal or nothing.
Mm-hmm. What about how to treat other adults? What kinds of things did you tell them about that?
What's that?
About how to treat other people.
Oh, yeah. I tell them to try to be friendly to people, be nice to people all the time, I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight. Well, they don't fight. Even they drink. Once you drink, then you fight once, then you're going to do that all the time, I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't even try to fight or anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you could give advice to kids today, you know, like your grandchildren
uh-huh.
and great-grandchildren, what kinds of things would you tell them?
Oh, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how we raise our kids.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I teach my own boys how to trap. They started trapping, they want to trap, and I tell them how to set those traps.
Mm.
How to set beaver snares and how to hunt and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just grow up that way and they just go ahead and do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were doing pretty good, but no more fur. Nothing to make living on around here now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about your girls? Were there any special things that you told them?
Oh, yeah.
About being a woman?
Uh-huh. They're okay. Their kids good. And their kids is good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell them, don't lick your kids, but you have to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they do wrong, that's all. Well, their kids is all right.
When you were growing up, were there any special things that you had to do because you were a girl?
What's that?
Well, I was thinking...
Stay out, I tell you.
I was thinking in particular of... Some people have told me that when they were young,
uh-huh.
And when they first... first had their period, that there were some special things they had to do. Did you have to do those kinds of things?
No.
No? Did some of your friends have to do them?
I don't know. You might. I don't know what we could do.
Well, some people have told me that, you know, when they had their first period, they had to stay kind of in a special corner of the house.
Oh, that's what they used to do.
And
a long
they had
time
to
ago.
Wear gloves and things yeah. like that. Did that's you that? Have to do those
they,
things?
They did that to me.
Uh huh.
But they didn't do it to my others. Uh-huh. Nobody's doing it no more.
Uh-huh.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Super dishes.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did what else, besides wearing the gloves, what else did you have to do when your time came? You know, in your when you were a little girl and in your menstrual time came. What else besides wearing the gloves did you have to do?
Oh, just wear gloves. We have to work in gloves all the time. Have our handkerchief out like this so we tell us don't look at the boys.
Oh.
And we have parky on.
Uh-huh.
We just, our bandana and handkerchief like this. And
down over
we
your
just
eyes.
Do like this at them. And they say, don't look at boys, don't look at men, they tell us.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't let us eat blueberries, they wouldn't let us eat cranberries.
Were there other things?
I was like that for 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah. Oh, no, when I think of it, shit.
Yeah.
This is the story of listen. Mama wasn't going to keep me like that,
uh-huh.
but that was my auntie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She's old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me like that.
Were there certain things you couldn't eat?
Yeah, we can't eat bare meat. We can't eat anything fresh. But Mama used to go out rabbit snaring and catch some more porcupine.
Uh-huh.
She used to bake them in the oven for me and feed it to me.
But your girls didn't have to do any of those
no,
things.
No, I wouldn't let them suffer. Life is too short to suffer kids.
Growing up is hard enough, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let them have their fun.
Uh-huh. When you were married the first time, what happened? Did you and your husband live together for a little while before you actually had a ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
The first time when you were married to Edgar's brother?
Uh-huh.
I know several people your age. They would live, people would live together for a little while before they actually had a ceremony. Did that happen to you too?
You mean before we married?
Yeah.
Live together?
Mm-hmm.
No. At around March, he told me, I'm going to marry you.
Uh-huh.
Because those other guys, other old parents, old people, they want me to. They want me for their son.
Uh-huh.
But that guy was mean and jealous to me. He always tell me, my husband say, I'm going to marry you. Since you're old enough, they say. I don't even believe him. I don't even know what he means. Because he used to be with Lori girls. And he didn't want to marry them.
Uh-huh.
Wanted uh-huh. too wild or something.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to marry you. That was in around March. All winter he said, I'll marry you when you're old enough. And then me and Mom, my sister came down from Ruby to move us up for a camp above Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went up with him, and then he told me that I'm going to be up there next week. So I'm going to go for beaver out Chalatna, out Ruby, out that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be around there with the Billy McCarty. Mm-hmm. You know him. Huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So they went, after we got to move up Ruby, and then he came up. He came up. And he was staying down Root House, and they say he came up, but I never put on there. And then he came to the house.
Mm-hmm.
We were staying with Auntie. And he said, I move up now. I'm going to go out to Charlottetown the next week, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And in May sometime, last part of May, going to come out from Charlottetown to Ruby, he said. And then we'll get married, maybe in June or July, he said. So, they said they came back from spring camp. After beaver hunting, they said they came back to down Root House, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And I never could under, I never pay attention to nothing. And they say he was drinking that evening, that night. And he didn't want to come to see me while he was drinking. So next day in the afternoon, he finally came up. I told him, I heard you came out last night. He said, yeah, but we're having a party, so I didn't want to come up, he said. So I stayed with Mama all spring. In June and July, we got married.
Did you get married in Ruby?
Uh-huh. By commissioner.
Uh-huh.
There was only commissioner there.
Uh-huh.
We got married by commissioner. And after I had one kid, and I have another one too, and then after that fall, we stayed all winter Blue Ruby at camp, all winter. And then towards spring, we moved on here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then... got married by Catholic again.
Mm-hmm.
So we was married twice.
Mm-hmm. But the second time was in the church, is that it?
Uh-huh.
Who married you, do you remember?
Father Matt.
Father Matt?
Uh-huh.
Oh, very good. Do you remember much about the boats on the river? Did you ever travel on the boats on the river at all?
Oh yeah, they have them lunch, uh-huh, engine in the boat.
Uh-huh.
No kickers some days. All gas boots.
Uh-huh. One lungers?
Hmm?
What is it, what they used to call one lungers?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. When did you first see an airplane in this area?
It was 1920, I think.
Uh-huh.
Me and my mom was in fish camp above Old Loudoun, mm-hmm, on the island. And they say, I remember they say, look at the airplane. Well, everybody was seeing this plane coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they told my uncle, they said they're going to plane's going to go by here pretty soon. They tell him, and he said, no, I don't think that's going to come true.
Fooled him, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he didn't believe it. And pretty soon two airplanes. I remember I seen only two.
Mm-hmm.
They had double wings.
When did you get your first airplane ride?
I don't know.
When you had your first children, did you have them at home?
Yeah, I all had them at home. Except these last four kids, that's all, because I was getting weaker.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the hospital.
who helped you when those first children?
Everybody. They used to help each other.
Ah.
Yeah. Like our aunties or our nieces. Anybody that know how to deliver kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know it all from way back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where it just keep coming like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Passed down from woman to woman, kind
of? Yeah. It was a long time ago, they go in the woods, any place they used to have their babies around there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
Did you deliver squatting, like with someone holding you like this?
Uh-huh, like this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. After that, after I had kids, how many kids like that, my auntie, she let me lay down on the bed to have my baby.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See, it was easier on our back.
Uh-huh.
When they pull us up like this, lift us up, oh my God, that's just like your back gonna break.
Uh-huh. Did you have an easy time bearing children, or was that hard for you?
I used to have a hard time all the time.
Uh-huh.
The easiest one I had is Joyce.
Uh-huh.
I delivered myself, nobody around me. I locked myself in and I just delivered my own baby.
Oh. Were you frightened to do that, or did you want to do that?
No. I just relaxed.
Uh-huh. That may be why she was the easiest one. You were relaxed.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any close calls? You've talked about doing a lot of your own trapping and hunting and liking to be outside. Did you ever have times when you were in danger or in situations that frightened you?
Uh-uh.
Never ran into a bear or a wolf or anything like that?
No. I trapped wolves and I catch them in traps.
Uh-huh.
I used to catch them in traps. I catch wolverine in traps. Catch marten, mink, fox, lynx. Not very long ago, about 6 years ago, I trapped up this way on the road, on the side. I got 5 lynx, and 2 marten, and 1 mink. I make $900 from on the road.
That's pretty good. You must know what you're doing.
Yeah. And the next year I make only 500, because too many white geese come in and they just trap all over.
Oh, yeah.
And catch all the animals that come around. That's why there's nothing around here now.
Do you have any particularly good times that you remember from your trapping and hunting experience?
Oh, yeah. I love that. I still love that. I still wish I could go out.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun when there's a fur to catch.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. One time, we went way back to that. You see that big hill way back there?
Uh-huh.
Me and my kids and my old man, we trap back that way.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little tent frame out of log along the Bear Creek, and we stay back there and trap around that big hill. Oh my. One time we came down on the Bear Creek from that hill, and then followed Berkeley on that creek. Every time we go around there, our house dog, our loose leader, he's always that one point is like this, on that Bear Creek.
Uh-huh.
And we go around it like this, on the creek.
Uh-huh.
Every time we go around there, when we check traps, he just jump up there, run up there, and smell around that on top of that bank right there.
Uh-huh.
Big hard snow piled around there.
Uh-huh.
He always smell around. Every time he do that, I told my husband, I think there's something around there that he smell all the time. And we passed there again. He did same thing again. He's been doing that all winter. And then we went out that way to that hill. We was coming back. This bird come out under that big pile of snow on that point up on top. He broke the snow pile and all the grass come out and all the way across the creek.
Oh my.
And the sun was going down, you know, full time of the days in the March. All day then the sun was going down. And I told my husband, I'm gonna follow it, and he said, no, it's too late. But this moonlight, nice moonlight, I depend on that. And honey, I know which way to come home on the old trail out on the flat and everything. So I tell him, you can go home and tie the dogs and make tea. Then I started follow it. I follow it way up that way on the flat. And there's big grass lake. He went down there and he crossed that one. And this little hill way out there on the other side. On the other side of our old trail. So I keep on following it, the snowshoes. And I had 22. And little axe would handle this lot. And I followed. Pretty soon, close to that hill, this little spruce tree like this and little puddle like this. He went under that spruce tree. I guess you know that place before, I guess. So, and it was moonlight then. Sun went down already. And it was late. So, I pluck up that, where he went in, I plug it up. Then I cut the on top with that little axe. Took me a long time.
I'll bet.
Yeah. I cut hole about this big. Just enough to stick his head out. And when that little axe went through that thing, it fell in the hole with that bear.
Oh, no!
And I couldn't get it. It's too dark. So I got my matches out. I like matches in that hole. And here that handle, his head is like this. He was just shaking. His handle is, a little axe handle is sticking out right here. So while I lit the matches tonight, got my axe and took it back out. And then after that I needed it. Little bigger hole than I shot it in the head with 22.
With 22?
Nobody around.
That's a good story.
Yeah, and after that I just chopped that whole thing open. I shot it again in the ears because we don't need the head. And I chopped it open and I took the strap off my snowshoes. I had no rope, no nothing. So I took that off and I put that around his neck and I cut it out.
To haul it out with?
Yeah, pull it out. And I cleaned it up because it was full of sand here. I cleaned it up with snow and it was about a year old. It's not 2 weeks. And I started, I had knife, little pocket knife. And I was thinking I'm going to take the guts out and then go home.
Oh my.
Go walk to the tent. And I started to work on it and pretty soon he came to me with dogs. No, not with dogs. He walked up that old trail. And he got to eat and we skinned it. Then we had pack sack each. He had his pack sack too. So we put it all in a pack sack and two of them going down the old trail on the flat. Walk home with it. Nice moonlight though. Boy, it was nice.
I'll bet that was a tasty bear too, being a young
one. Some winter time, bear meat are good, fall time.
You better stop. Oh, that was me. I dropped the case on the floor. Have you had other adventures hunting?
Yeah. Right, we go out every fall, do something. Even winter time when there's no game wardens around here. We go out with dogs, we camp out, and we always get our moose. Anytime in the winter. In fall time when we go out too, he gets one, I get one. Then we have enough of meat all the time.
Who taught you to hunt and to shoot?
I'm just crazy to hunt. My first husband is teaching me how to shoot 22s and things.
It sounds like you had, you and your first husband had a very good time together.
Oh, yeah. We used to fish together and catch fish together. When we stayed Blue Ruby in winter camp, cabin, I used to go out with him from the cabin back in the lakes for moose during the winter. I used to follow him with snowshoes and all day long. Then we get our moose, then come home. Next day we go out there and get it. We used to have a lot of fun. Blue Ruby, we used to cross our cabin on the river, cross the to that big hills. We used to climb over that big hills and trap over the other side. Out on the flat, from that big hill out on the flat. Yeah, we used to trap around there with my first husband. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I just wish I could still do that now.
I can understand why you might wish that.
No.
When you were growing up, did you have any special girlfriends that you did things with?
No.
No. What do you think are the biggest changes that have taken place in the in a woman's life from the time you were a young girl to now? How do you think being a woman has changed since you were a young girl?
I don't know.
Do you think women have to work as hard now as they did when you were a girl?
Oh, no, not now. Everybody have easy life now. Too much easy money coming to them and they don't want to do nothing. Yeah, I don't even think of that. I just want to still do things all the time.
What do you think has made that difference? What kinds of things have contributed most to that change?
I don't know. I think our life was good. We used to work for ourselves and things like that.
Did you grow up speaking native language?
Oh, yeah. When, I talk native.
When did you learn English?
Because every kid is talking English.
Ah.
And when my kids started go to school, they used to tell me to talk English with those kids so they learn faster that way. So all my kids don't understand no native words. All of them. Even these things. All the kids.
Did your parents ever tell you any old stories?
No. My mom never told me old stories, nothing.
Did your aunties or anybody like that ever
no,
do that?
No. Just them old people, that's all they used to tell stories. But I never used to pay attention to that. Well, I understand lots of what old people used to say, though. To tell us how to be and everything. Yeah, I got all that in my mind, but And I try to tell my kids, and you gotta be this way and that way, not to laugh at people that you don't know, and things like that, you know.
Well, Bessie, thank you. I think this will make a really good contribution to the biography. I'm real pleased, and it's wonderful to have, like, your story about hunting the bear. That will be just delightful to put in. Can you remember, do you have any feeling for about when that happened? When, you remember, was that after you and Edgar got together?
No.
No?
That's a... That's before I lost my second husband.
Okay. I just wanted to try to place it in time a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you think should go into the biography about you that maybe we haven't talked about? Are there other things about your life that maybe we haven't talked about that we should?
I thought we did already.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that there wasn't something that maybe you had thought about that I didn't ask you about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Oh, I guess it's everything now, I guess.
Okay. Thank you.